Paul McMahon is a member of the Madison chapter of Vets for Peace. He served in Vietnam in 1971 as an intelligence officer. He remembers watching the TV footage of the last helicopter leaving the American embassy in Saigon as the North Vietnamese troops overran the city in 1975.
Nobody ever said, well, gee, this is the day. It wasn't like VJ Day or VE Day or something in World War II. There was no, you know, it was an undeclared war, right? So there was no declaration of peace to and the war. It's like, what war? We just kind of slunk away, and then when you hear the details about how many people perished just trying to even, you know, falling off of boats or out of airplanes as they were taking off trying to leave, and it was really, really tragic.
McMahon has since returned to Vietnam to visit. He's helped raise funds to build schools and a peace park near the site of the infamous My Lai massacre, where U.S. troops killed more than 500 villagers. He was happily surprised by the welcome he received.
There's no overt feeling of hostility or animosity that I've ever sensed from anyone, whether here or there. So here meaning any refugees or families here, things have healed, although there's just this incredible scar.
But for some Vietnamese veterans of the war, the wound is still very much open. 23-year-old Wang Nguyen is studying economics at UW-Madison. His father was a commissioned officer in the South Vietnamese Army.
I don't think it's reconciliation. I mean, my father's generation is still alive, and they're strongly opposed to the communist regime in Vietnam.
Nguyen says his father spent 4 years in a re-education camp after the war. Then he immigrated with his family to America in 1995, when Wang was 14 years old.
Just last weekend, my dad just asked me to attend to Chicago. They have an anniversary of losing a country. They are called Muc Nuoc. It's losing country. But in Vietnam, they call it Giải Phóng, or it's a liberation of a country. So different context. But my dad asked me to come with him this weekend to Chicago for that sort of parade and speak in, you know, conference in downtown.
Wang says his father is still very bitter about the war, and some of that has rubbed off on him. But for the most part, he's hopeful that relations between the Americans and the Vietnamese will improve in the future. In fact, he plans to visit his aunts and uncles in Vietnam this summer and looks forward to a time when the wounds will truly heal.
I definitely see it very far off. Maybe not as two generations. So maybe not my generation, the generation after that, perhaps they would forget.
Vietnam veterans will gather in Milwaukee on Saturday to remember the end of the war in Vietnam and to honor the more than 1,200 Wisconsin soldiers who died there. It's estimated that 1 million Vietnamese soldiers died and 4 million Vietnamese civilians were killed during the war. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.